This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Russia says it plans to retaliate against the United States for imposing sanctions against it in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. Moscow says the U.S. sanctions are illegal. Russia says it had nothing to do with the March incident involving Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were found unconscious in the city of Salisbury. U.S. says Russia broke an international law by using a lethal nerve agent known to its nationals and against its nationals. The U.S. measures are set to take effect August the 22nd. Afghan Taliban storm Ghazni city, almost 150 kilometers southwest of Kabul. Heavy clashes continued until late today, beginning and between the insurgent group and government security forces. Residents and a member of the Provincial Council confirmed that the two sides were fighting in the center of the city near important government installations, including the residence of the governor. Taliban said that they have a dozen operations. Zimbabwean opposition leader Tenga Bendai has been charged with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. As he arrived at the court in the capital, Harare, Bidi said he will be keeping up the fight. Denver Halimani is Bidi's attorney.
He has been ordered not to interfere with witnesses and to reside at the given address. And he has also been ordered not to address any political rally.
Tenga Bendai is one of the 9 members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, wanted by Zimbabwe for inciting violence following last week's presidential election. This is VOA News. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus, killing at least 43, many of them children. International Committee of the Red Cross said a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children under the age of 15. Another 48 were wounded in the attack, including 30 children. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the U.S. is calling for a thorough investigation of the incident.
We call on the parties to take appropriate measures to protect civilians in accordance with international law and urge all parties to investigate all reported incidents of civilian casualties.
The attacks occurred in the Houthi rebel stronghold in northern Yemen near the border with Saudi Arabia. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island and the neighboring island of Bali late Thursday, causing instant panic after Sunday's quake in the region killed more than 300. More than 1,400 people were injured. 165,000 have been displaced. The Trump administration is outlining plans for another military service, this time focused on dominance in space. AP Sagar Magani reports.
There's the Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines, and Navy.
The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
And Vice President Mike Pence says the White House wants it established by 2020. Here at the Pentagon, he said adversaries like Russia and China have turned space into a warfighting domain.
The United States will not shrink from this challenge.
But creating a new military service is complicated and expensive, and Congress has to sign off. Immediately after Pence's remarks, President Trump tweeted, "Space Force all the way." Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Washington's mayor and police chief say the U.S. Capitol is ready to handle Sunday's Unite the Right rally. Jason Kessler, who organized a demonstration that turned into a riot in Charlottesville, Virginia last year, has received a permit for this weekend's event in Washington. Mayor Muriel Bowser stressed the violence will not change anyone's prejudices.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
One woman was killed, 19 others injured last August in Charlottesville during clashes between white supremacists and counter-demonstrators. A furious U.S. federal judge has threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt after learning 2 asylum seekers, a mother and a daughter, were being deported on a plane back to El Salvador, even after their case was still unheard.